Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. It is December. It's December 2nd. You know what that means. It's the gift-giving season, and we're giving things away. It's time for QB Under the Tree.
Oh, yeah! Folks!
It's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My voice squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That is right. Caller number 10 right now. And Ted's not in studio today, so Dan Ball going to step up. He's going to go over under the tree. Speaking of which, as Dan Ball heads toward the tree to pick up the gift and get ready to unwrap it for the lucky number 10 caller, customers can order. Our tree is presented by ChristmasDelivered.com. Customers can order their premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market, located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston.
Maybe Dan Ball. Gone there.
Yeah, Dan Ball probably should have, or just had him deliver it to me, and I could have sat home and drank.
Yeah, you could have saved yourself a little bit of a headache.
So Dan Ball is unwrapping the football. Dan Ball, what is lucky caller number 10 going to get today?
Looks like caller number 10 gets a Mac Jones ball.
Ooh, Mac Jones.
Much more relevant here this year within the last couple months.
Absolutely. Yeah. The reclamation project that is Mac Jones in San Francisco, and if Brock Purdy keeps throwing picks at record rates, then who knows what happens to the future of Mac Jones in San Francisco. So caller number 10 now on the contest line. You could win yourself a football. Let's go to the guest line, where each and every Tuesday we talk to our buddy Mark Schlereth. We're joined by the Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth, how are we doing this week?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are good. When I was watching that football game last night, Monday Night Football, Patriots-Giants, and I knew we were going to talk to you today, all I could think of is this feels like a game that Mark Schlereth really enjoys. There's physicality. There's some backup linemen stepping up for the Patriots, but Drake May is making plays. What'd you think of that win for the Patriots last night?
No, I thought it was big time. First off, I thought, come on, let's Christian Ellis. Anytime you put a vandal on your squad, good things are going to happen to you. That guy was dispensing justice, whipping ass, taking names, loved every second of it. I mean, just taking the paint off a dude's helmets. When have you ever seen somebody just remove the paint from somebody's helmet because he got hit so hard? I think the paint exited through the helmet right onto that guy's forehead. That was unbelievable. So, you put a vandal on the squad, good things are going to happen to you guys. That's probably where you've got the biggest advantage right now in the AFC. Like, I'm a big Broncos guy, as you guys know, but I'm a little bit nervous because you guys got a vandal and we don't. Maybe we got to go out on the free agent market, see if there's one available.
Yeah, but you got a linebacker who's a hell of a sack artist who knows when to time his leaps in overtime to preserve the victory. That was a hell of a game Sunday night between the Commanders and the Broncos. Stink. I'm just kind of curious if you think, excuse me, that the way the Patriots played last night, is that something like, you know, that the guys get together and say, hey, we need to up our level of physicality? Or does that come from the coach like, hey, if you guys want to be tough, people are saying that you guys are fool's gold. People are saying you're a product of your schedule. Go out there and show them just exactly what you guys are.
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of both. I think probably, you know, Vrabel, I would imagine, puts it into the minds of those guys. But, you know, it's that's the place where he grew up, right, as a football player. I mean, I know that he played for the Steelers initially. Then he goes to New England for, what, 8 or 9 years, wins 3 Super Bowls. But, like, I always thought, just in regards to the New England Patriots under Bill Belichick, they were really smart, really disciplined, and really tough. That was the trademark, you know, and you get in like this league and people who follow this league get enamored by the quarterback position. And I understand why, right? The ball always in that quarterback's hands and how you develop and how you throw. And, you know, you look at Drake May right now, every time he makes a throw, people are chanting MVP, and rightfully so, because he's that good. But really what wins you football games on a consistent basis is those things I talked about. Intelligence, just football intelligence, not making mistakes, playing disciplined football, and being tough. And, man, they just out-hit people. And when you out-hit people, good things happen to you as a football team. And, you know, I always say that, you know, people get enamored with, you know, wide receivers. Oh, we need a number one, a true number one. And I just laugh. Like, 10 other guys have to do their job for a number one to have an impact on the game. And so my thought process is always, can we control the line of scrimmage? Can we be tougher than you as a football team? And when you have that, which they have in New England, good things are going to happen to your football team. And that's where I think people kind of lack an understanding of what the Patriots truly are when, you know, when I hear, and I heard it today on my own radio show, my partner brought up, well, it's fool's gold. They've got the easiest schedule to start the season. They still have the easiest schedule, you know, whatever that. Like, I don't look at any of that stuff. I watch them line up and just pummel people. 30 points in the first half, and, you essentially call off the dogs. I think I fell asleep midway through the third quarter. But you call off the dogs. Like, it was just a bludgeoning. And then to get the ball back with whatever it was, a minute left in the end of the first quarter and drive it right back down for a field goal, it was incredibly well done by Vrabel and his staff.
Insider calls like this one, Mark Schlereth, are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So all that being said, you know, this is time for overreaction. Everybody was watching the Patriots last night on Monday Night Football. The Rams lost to the Panthers. Are the Patriots the best team in the NFL?
I don't know that anybody, like, every team is as flawed, you know, as a drugstore diamond. Like, they've all got some flaws to them. But from a consistency standpoint, controlling line of scrimmage, the other thing is you miss half your starting offensive line, essentially. Your two, you know, your left guard, your left tackle, who are both rookies but playing really well. And Bradbury, who did play but was sick, and it was questionable whether he would play or not. And yet it really didn't affect the Patriots at all. And so, again, that goes back to coaching and mitigating a potential disaster before the potential disaster.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure happens. And that goes back to how do we call plays? How do we put ourselves in position? And so all that stuff, like, are they the best team in the NFL? If they're not, they're right there. I mean, they're right there neck and neck with the Rams and with the Broncos and with, you know, and obviously they're getting better quarterback play from Drake May than the Broncos are from Bo Nix. But the Broncos defense is, you know, they're big time. They're legit. And the one thing about the Broncos, they will line up in any critical situation and not be afraid to go man to man and just bring heat. And they've got a good enough back end to get that done. So, like, listen, like, I think there's a handful of teams that I would consider, you know, right there at the very top of the heap, and New England is certainly one of them.
Stink, any concern that the bye week, obviously it comes at a time late in the season, the Patriots have the latest one, like, that's great to be able to rest, heal up some wounds and injuries and, you know, get start that postseason push, but you ever have any concern that maybe it could derail momentum or kind of throw you off your game? Because Pats have won 10 in a row.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that concern. You know, we talk about that Sunday night game, and I do a radio show here in Denver with myself and Brandon Stokely and our host Mike Evans. And Brandon and I were both concerned because the Broncos took all 7 days off. Like, their coaches gave all the players the full week off. And I was like, you know, I always worry about coming back and execution and, you know, and defense pins your ears back and does things. But they gave up, I think, 7 or 8 explosive runs, which is not something they normally do. And on, I think, 4 of them, I went down and broke it down. There were like 3 or 4 missed tackles. And so that's one of the things, you know, like, especially late in the season, you're not putting on pads, you're not doing some of that stuff. So that break can take away a little bit of your momentum offensively. You know, there can be a little bit of lack of execution when you come back, but you'll get it. You will, even if you struggle for a game or a quarter or two, it'll come back to you once you start playing. But it's one of those things, like, it's really scary during the playoffs because, you know, you have 3 or 4 missed tackles and this, that, and the other, and they convert a 2-point conversion and you lose a game. If that happens in the playoffs, there's nothing you can do. And that's happened to me in the playoffs where we came off a long break and we had, you know, home field advantage for a couple of weeks. And, you know, we knew that. So we didn't play a lot of our guys toward the end of the season. And then we have the break for the bye week. We come out and lose to Jacksonville and, you know, devastating loss because we were a way better football team. But those things are real. So, you know, you got to manage it well. And one thing about Raves, he's been through it about a million times, so he'll know better than most.
Mark, I know sometimes guys like you, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers, have interesting relationships with the kicker position in general. Last night, we saw a kicker do something. I don't know. Troy Aikman said it. Joe Buck. Everybody was like, I've never seen that before. Koo stopped, didn't kick the ball, chose not to, freaked out. I don't even know what happened there, but did not kick it. What'd you think of that play, and what's your opinion always been of kickers in general?
Yeah, you know, kickers, like, they're an important part of the team, quote unquote, you know, hey, we really like you as long as you're making kicks. You know, they're like kids in the 50s, to be seen and not heard. So, you know, I mean, they're campus leavers. They like, everybody else is in a meeting grinding, and you know, they leave to go to McDonald's. So, you know, they're necessary evil. Like, that one looked like to me, and I don't know, I don't want to be in his head, but that one looked like to me, it was an unbelievable hole, because when he first got it, looked, the ball was tilted. And I don't know if Koo just saw that and just stopped, didn't trust him to get the ball down. But, you know, to toe plant about a foot into the turf before the ball, it literally made me laugh out loud. So, you know, I don't know. That was it. I've never seen anything like that before. It did look like my golf swing, where I'll take, I'll actually change the rotation of the earth, hitting it about a foot behind the ball sometimes.
Yeah, I've taken out chunks of beach as well and some sand traps by there. It was highly relatable. Last question from me. After this weekend, and the weekends are just absolutely wild, but it was pretty awesome having almost four straight days of football. Any team take a step forward as a contender to you? And did any team, like, I don't know, maybe rhymes with Reefs, take a step back as more of a pretender?
Yeah, man, I live in Denver, and it's been a miserable 7 years watching the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you know that the Kansas City Chiefs, the earliest they have exited any season over the last 7 years is overtime of the AFC Championship? The Patriots knocked them out once, and the Bengals knocked them out once. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's insanity. That is insanity. So to see them at 6-6 right now, and potentially, you know, potentially not making the playoffs, makes my heart warm. It feels like Santa's real. And I root for them to lose every single game, and it just feels really good right now. I'll tell you, the team that stepped up for me, and they still have, you know, their quarterback still has a ways to go, is the Chicago Bears. What they did to the Philadelphia Eagles, the way they ran the football, I thought it was incredible. They've got unbelievable. Like, I talked to Ben Johnson probably, mid-September, just asking him about Caleb and the progress. And he was like, yeah, listen, man, you know, it's still a work in progress, and he's got a ways to go. You know, they played so off schedule in college, and it's just different, you know, and all that stuff that you hear all the time. But he's like, just watch what we did up front with our offensive line. This group is going to be good. And they just absolutely thunderstruck the Philadelphia Eagles. And that was one that did my heart good, too. So, yeah, they have surprised me with the way that they're playing football right now.
All right, Mark, before we let you go, did you get your turkey slathered in cranberries from Alaska?
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. I slaved over a hot stove. that's the only thing I did was made the cranberry sauce, and I made it Wednesday afternoon. And let me just tell you, it was phenomenal. Oh, my God. The only thing I ate was turkey and cranberry sauce. My wife had all kinds of sides. Don't push those sides at me. I don't need no sides. I just need the turkey. Just give me the meat with the sauce. Boom. It was awesome. Awesome stuff.
Glad you enjoyed it. Glad you enjoyed the game last night. Appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And we have a winner. We have a winner for the Mac Jones autographed football, day two of QB Under the Tree. Christina Williams in Danielson, Connecticut, has herself a new Mac Jones autographed football. And reminder, you need to listen to the Greg Hill Show every morning for the play call from Wiggy to win a football here. And you need to listen here at 4:30 for the play call to win a football on the Greg Hill Show. And our play call today is indeed Rocket 19. Rocket 19, ready, break. No Rocket 19 tomorrow morning on the Greg Hill Show, and you could win yourself an autographed football. Up next, we need to talk about the physicality of the Patriots. Mark Schlereth loved it, but was it dirty? Are they a dirty football team? That's next here on WEEI.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.